Hi everybody, I'm going to play a little bit more with Select by Attribute, show you how to use it inside of ArcGIS. I've loaded up some data layers from the Humboldt County website, cell towers, human transportation, or roads, and the parcel shapefile we were playing with before. So open up the parcel shapefile and you'll see there are different attributes. The parcel number, area, perimeter, this, which is a classification for the land use type, and then we've got some, these are, whoops, and if we scroll over here, we've got last update, which are actually strings, which are dates. So remember we had the different data types for each attribute. Here we can see the APN is a string. Now it's interesting because that could also be a number. If we look at the FID, it's an object ID, which means no matter what I do in this file, I was trying to show you an integer, and I'm not going to find an integer. It's probably because there isn't something like a count in here. Parcel number could be an integer, but they've made it a string, probably so someone doesn't do math on it, which would be weird. Instead, we've got decimal values, which will work for the demonstration I want to show you. We've got strings, and we've got dates. Those three different types are really the types that we care about when we're doing select by attribute, and I'll show you why in a second. So let's go to Select by Attributes by clicking in the arrow in the upper left. And this is what we want to use when we want to filter a set of data. We want to find a specific set of criteria. Like let's say we're looking for a new piece of property in Humboldt County, and we want to find something that is over 10 acres. Okay, we want to get some land, maybe we're a farmer. So we can't do this area because remember that's in different units. We have acres here, so let's double click on acres. So you want to find acres greater than 10. And we hit apply. And boom, there's all the areas that are over 10 acres. We can see that if we go here, the ones that are selected in blue are all over 10 acres. We can even click here and show just the ones that are over that. Let's go ahead and do that again, but let's up the amount to say 100 acres. Ooh, more parcels. There's some big land parcels in Humboldt County. Let's keep up in that. So we go to 1,000. Not too many that are over 1,000. In fact, it looks like the largest land held here are these two parcels. Interesting, Highway 299. And then an open space, not surprising. These are open probably national forest or national parks. Okay, so very easy to use. Of course, we can also select land that is less than a value. Like let's say, oh, we just want to get a small single acre. Well, there we go. Now we've got smaller parcels that are under an acre. We could, of course, go even smaller. More interesting. So let's see, that's for equals, less than, greater than, not equals to, greater than or equal to, and less than or equal to. Hopefully those are fairly obvious. Let me go ahead and do a couple here with, we want to say we're looking only for agricultural land. We can use get unique values. That will go through the attribute that we've selected here, this EXLU4, and it'll put the unique values that are in that field into here, and we can apply that and find all the agricultural properties. Or we can delete agriculture, get unique values. Which has stopped working. And this will happen from time to time. So let's go ahead and delete that. Reselect it, say equals, get unique values, and it works again. Yay! So you want to find all the camps. Okay, there's all the camps, not too many camps out there. All right, and if it's selected here, we can see it's selected on the map as well. There's those camps. Okay, so we want to go a little further though. That's equals. We could do not equals. That'll show us everything that's not a camp. Okay, and this is quite a powerful tool. We've just been playing around with these tools right up here, or sorry, these operators, these six operators, get unique values, and then playing down here. It's a whole nother set of things we can do over here. I'll come to like in just a second, but let's do and or right now. Let's say what we actually want to find is we want to find something that is a camp. So that equals camp, or something that's a golf course. So we can't say or golf course. Whoops. All right. Okay. And this is one of the first things new users sometimes try. They say, oh, well, it says, you know, this field equals camp or golf course. That doesn't work. Computers are not smart. They're stupid. They're just a machine. We have to be very obvious to them what we're doing. And the computer doesn't know how to interpret this, even though your brain does very quickly and easily. Computers are not going to do that. We have to be even more explicit. We have to tell it camp, or sorry, EXLU4, that field equals camp, or that same field equals golf course. Okay, each one of these statements has to be able to be true or false. EXLU4 equals camp, or EXLU4 equals golf course. Okay, if we do that, we do apply, then we're going to see we get all the camps and all the golf courses. That worked. We get all the records where this field is equal to camp or this field is equal to golf course. Again, computers are really stupid. If you think that they're smart, you're really going to struggle. The OR operator allows us to combine two different values inside of one attribute. Or we could do camps from here and then something else from another attribute. You combine it, it's very flexible. But let's say we want to go find timberland that's over a certain size. So I'm going to scroll down here and say I want timber production land, and I want it to be at least 10 acres. So less than or equal to 10 acres. Now, similar to OR, AND combines two things together, but it says this has to be true. EXLU4 has to be equal to timber production, and acres has to be greater than or equal to 10. Both of those things have to be true. If you run that, you'll see you've got timber production, acres are over 10. Okay? And again, I can up my amount of timber to see, oh, no timber production over 1,000 acres. Interesting. Thought there would have been some. But here we've got some over 100, quite a bit, actually. Okay, so and or, not, we don't use too much, so I'm not gonna worry about it. You can look at it in the Esri help, which is quite excellent for this tool. And more extensive, I'm gonna cover here. I'm just gonna hit the things we use fairly commonly. All right, so that takes care of what we can do with numbers. These operators, and or, like, not, are pretty much what we can do with numbers. We're dealing with strings, okay? It's a little different. Strings can do equals and not equals to, but they can't do greater than, less than, greater than or equal to, or less than or equal to. They can't use these operators because if we say something like EXLU4 is greater than 12, the computer doesn't know what to do with that, and you will get this rather strange looking dialogue. There was a problem selecting an invalid SQL statement was used. It's kind of like a little song you can sing. Okay, the computer doesn't know what to do with that, and it just doesn't make any sense to it. Okay, what we can do is we can do equals, get unique values, say camp as we were doing. Now, let's switch over to our roads data set. Okay. Open up the roads, one of the things you'll find in there is street names. Now, I don't know about you, but I struggle with street names, particularly like 4th EXT. I don't know what that is. M Street, I got that, okay. 6th Street. And you're gonna have a lot of problems when you deal with strings, searching for strings. One of the reasons is people don't really follow guidelines when they do strings. Like, should there be a space between 7 and the TH here, okay, should there be a 7th street there, a space in between it? Same thing here with 3rd. I don't know about you, but I also spell things wrong on a regular basis. And, wow, look at all the Alice Avenues. Okay, so we're trying to find something that can be quite challenging. Here they've used highway, H-W-Y, instead of writing out the word highway. So when you're searching for strings, trying to find strings, especially a large shapefile, it's going to be quite challenging at times. Well, the good news is we can go down to this field, street name, and we could say street name equals, get unique values, and we could scroll through this big list looking for something. Ooh, there's J and J Smith. Okay, and we can apply that and we can find what we're looking for. Okay, local roads, there's Pedro Lane. However, what if we want to find all the streets that have the word J in them? When we do a unique value, gonna delete that. See if I get it to work. Nope, didn't work. Go back, street name equals, get unique values, then it works. I saw there was this J street. J is actually my middle name. And I don't know what to look for. So what I can do here is if I just say J, it's going to give me just those streets called J, not those with the word J in them. And we get a street and a lane. Okay, if I want to get anything that has the word J in it, I can add percents. These percents are called wildcard characters, and the percent will look for anything in front of the word J, then the word J, and then anything after it, because I've added two of them. And it did not find a thing. That's interesting. That's because I needed to do like. Yep. All right, so the reason we had to use like